Hello everyone, this is Yoshua Grunstein calling from Halifax, Nova Scotia, and I would like to speak to you a little bit about a very unique phenomenon that we're all going to be commemorating this coming year. During the Sfira time, which is a time of mourning, unfortunately, in our generation, we obviously abstain from various things, including haircuts, and according to some, shaving. Some allow shaving every day, some allow it in honor of Shabbos, but even if you don't allow shaving, all allow to take haircuts and shave this particular year, on the eve of the Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh. It happens to be a year where Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh coincide during the Sfira period, and on that particular day, all allow us to shave. And I always wondered and pondered about this, because Shabbos doesn't really change if Rosh Chodesh is there. As a matter of fact, all the observances of Shabbos continue as usual, with the only difference being that we add in an additional Torah reading, we have a unique Musaf, but other than that, it's the same Shabbos exactly. And therefore, I always wondered, why was it that on this particular Shabbos, shaving was allowed? In my personal opinion, in order to understand this, we have to go back to the source of the mourning period. The source, of course, is in the Talmud, speaking about 24,000 students of the great sage Rabbi Akiva, who unfortunately died during this period of time. Due to their demise, obviously, 24,000 students is quite a large number, and therefore, we mourn during this period of time. The Gemara gives a reason, however. The reason is, Shalom nahagu kavod ze bazeh. They died in this terrible plague between Pesach and Shavuot because they did not give proper mutual respect to one another. If you think about it, why wouldn't we give the proper respect to another human being? In my opinion, the reason is obvious. For some reason or another, we feel superior to that person, and therefore, why would we, in our right minds, give any sort of a respect to someone that's inferior to us? It might be because we have a larger bank account. It might be because we have a larger brain. It might be because we have a larger home. It might be because we have a larger and more sophisticated job. Whatever the reason might be, if we feel superior, we will not give respect to someone inferior. But ultimately, there's one day a week that regardless of who you are, how much money you have in the bank, and all the other factors that make you feel superior to another human being, one day a week, all that becomes irrelevant. And that, of course, is the Shabbos day. All the prohibitions of Shabbos, 39 in number, basically produce a day in which regardless of how big your car is, you can't use it. Regardless of how fast your computer works, you can't send emails, you can't surf. Regardless of where your stand might be in the office realm, downtown, all the other places that we work, all of us find ourselves in the same place, either in shul or at home. Regardless of how much money you have, you're still restricted by the laws of Shabbos, and therefore your meals of Shabbos will basically symbolize those restrictions of the Sabbath day. So there's one day a week, one day in which, regardless of how superior you feel for 6 days of the week, it's very hard to show it or to even feel it on Shabbos. On Shabbos, one of the prohibitions is the prohibition of tzad, of hunting. It's very interesting that you can't kill a bee on Shabbos. It's forbidden to hunt. Obviously, if you understand Shabbos, you understand that we're all creatures and not creators. And if we're all creatures and not creators for that one day of the week, there's not too much that divides me and the bee and the dog. And therefore, if there's any day of the week that we would begin to give kavod ze bazeh, to give proper respect to one another, it would be the Sabbath day. And how appropriate it is that on the Sabbath day, it's the day of the week that we shave. It's the day of the week that we actually celebrate Shabbos, just like we do all the time. Because the absence of kavod, the absence of respect, might be very relevant for the 6 days of the week, and thereby the mourning practices, because of the absence of respect. And unfortunately, we have not yet gained the level to reinstitute simply because the respect level is not that high yet. But on Shabbos, on the Sabbath, there's no question that the respect level is naturally high, and therefore the Sabbath is the most appropriate day to totally eliminate all mourning practices. How much more so on a Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh, a new beginning hopefully to a month of many more days in which mutual respect will be practiced. Kol Tuv, a good Shabbos, and a very meaningful Rosh Chodesh.